I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're here on Metal Shop 99.9 KISW on Thursday, May 30th at Numo's. Northwest Terror Fest is kicking off, and the third band of the night is Spirit Adrift. These guys are Doom from Arizona, and it is kind of some members of Gate Creeper started this project a while ago. But you know what? Let's not talk about it ourselves. Let's talk to one of the mastermind behind it all, Nate Garrett, on the phone. How you doing, Nate?
Yeah,
I'm good, guys. Good to hear from you,
dude. So good to hear from you too, man. Your album came out yesterday. The album is called Divided by Darkness on 20 bucks spin. Congratulations on the record, man.
Thank you. I was working on it a really long time, so it's a big relief. I feel like I can breathe a little easier.
Yeah, you got a weight off your shoulders a little bit.
How's the reaction been, Nate?
Sure. It's been crazy. The reaction to the last record was pretty crazy, but yeah. This one is like quantifiably way more extreme. I think some good things are going to come from it. I can already tell.
Oh, you could smell it in the air, huh?
Well,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
So you said that there was a lot of good reactions for the last record. Did you feel any pressure? Like, how am I going to like top that? How am I going to live up to that standard? Did you feel any pressure?
100%. 100%. Yeah. I mean, just in general, I'm always trying to outdo myself.
Sure.
I'm always trying to improve. I've never been a complacent person that mm-hmm. scares the shit out of me that some people live their whole lives and don't really improve, you know, so
yeah.
I'm always trying to outdo myself.
Forward and onward, man.
Yeah. I think it helped me make the best album that I'm capable of making at this point in my life.
Nice, man. Well, a man that helped you work on the record was Sanford Parker. He's worked on a ton of amazing projects. He used to be in the band Noctmystium, Twilight, a ton of stuff. He engineered and mixed the album. Give us a little look behind the scenes. Like, what was it like working with Sanford?
Oh, it was wonderful. We actually made a record together in 2008.
Wow.
I was in a band in Arkansas that no one's ever heard of, but we made a record together in Chicago
cool.
in 2008.
Hey, what's the band?
We were called Queen Beast.
Okay.
All right, cool. I'm going to go look it up later.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I revisit it sometimes, and I wrote all the music, and I feel like the music is pretty cool. Like, it stands up.
But you laid
but anyway,
the foundation.
Yeah,
you laid the foundation with him then. With your relationship.
Yeah. Thing. Yeah. And we had a great time. And then I didn't see him for like 9 years. And then him and Scott Kelly came and played Flagstaff. And I went up and saw him and asked him if he wanted to work together again. So we did the last record together.
Yeah.
And really, you know, reconnected. And we're both older and more mature and wiser, hopefully.
Allegedly.
And,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I feel like we're super close now. We've been in the trenches like big time at this point. And, you know, he stayed at my house with me and my wife for both Spirit Adrift records. And he's a great dude. I can't speak highly enough about Sanford.
So that's awesome.
You've been involved in a lot of music. Clearly, like, been. How old were you when you first started playing music? Just real quick. Like, how old were you?
I started playing piano when I was, like, three. Like,
okay. So it's a lifelong.
Piano lessons. Yeah. I played guitar from age 13 on, and I think I played my first live show when I was 14 or something.
Wow.
So you're clearly
yeah,
not,
13,
like,
14.
You're not in this band alone. I just wanted to give people a frame of reference because, like, would you consider this band kind of your brainchild? Like, obviously, you put a lot of hard work and time in. You put the connections in with the right people. Is this kind of like your – would you consider this your baby, man? I'm just curious.
It is, yeah. I mean, when I started Spirit Adrift, it was just me. So up until recently, I was playing everything on the records.
Yeah.
And this time around, Marcus – we had enough time. Our drummer, Marcus Bryant, and I worked out the drum parts together, and he got to – and I got to be relieved of my duties, fortunately, on the drums,
nice.
And he got
good.
To play on the record. Last time, we didn't have quite enough time to get everybody together. He played here and there on the last record, but he played drums on every song on this record, and I think it's a much better record for that.
Nice, dude. Well, yeah, that's what I was looking at. I was looking at the your Bandcamp and just like looking who played on it, and it was saying how you play like pretty much everything, like your like vocals, you do guitar, bass, all that stuff. So what I was thinking is like, did this, you know, Gate Creeper, you guys are just like a straight heavy death metal band. This right. is more like classic old school doom. Did this start as a Gate Creeper side project to kind of get some of those elements that you didn't want to like, you know, fuse Gate Creeper with?
Absolutely not. I started Spirit Adrift before I was in Gate Creeper.
See, really? All right.
Yeah,
origin
I'm glad story, you baby. Asked. No. I'm glad you asked because I've been wanting to
get that
to,
out there.
Yeah, as many outlets as I can, just to let people know. Like,
yeah, we were here first.
Spirit Adrift. Yeah, and then Chase later asked me to be in Gate Creeper, and it's funny because before I was ever in Gate Creeper, I played the first Spirit Adrift recordings for Chase, and I was like, if I ever do a live thing, you want to be in this? He was like, yeah. So
nice.
It was all already being worked on.
We're telling stories here on Metal Shop tonight. I love it, man. That's awesome. That's good to know, though. Okay, so the differences between your two bands are, you know, not, I mean, look, we as heavy underground music fans understand all of the different genres, all the nuances and this and that. What made you want to get into doom? And obviously, if you were into doom, you were into death metal. You were probably, I assume, punk rock, some hardcore, and a little bit of everything else. But what made you want to go the doom route with Spirit Adrift? Because a lot of people hearing this right now might be hearing you guys for the first time.
Well, that's kind of what got me into heavy music. I mean, when I was growing up, I heard bands like Lynyrd Skynyrd and Creedence and, Jimi Hendrix was my first favorite guitar player and still is.
Amen.
But when I heard Black Sabbath, it was like a whole different thing.
Yes.
And if you can bleep that one. it changed my life like instantaneously. Like I had never experienced anything like that. So, I mean, all the music I've always made has had elements of that sort of thing. Yeah, it's just in my blood, man. I got into Black Sabbath when I was super young, and from there you branch out. You know, I went into stuff like early Metallica, Pantera, Slayer.
Yep.
And then from there it gets more extreme, and like, oh, this band Death is even like more brutal than Slayer.
Yes.
You know, I was gobbling it up when I was a kid.
Gobbling.
And, you know, you hear Black Flag, and then you hear I Hate God. And
yep.
It just keeps going and going and going. So I mean, I've always liked all kinds of music. I've always liked doom metal. I've always liked death metal. I'm just very selective within those genres.
Sure.
I don't like something just because it's death metal. I don't like something just because it's doom metal.
So you have taste.
Imagine that.
Yeah, I probably dislike 99% of the doom metal bands in the world, but the 1% that I like a lot. You know?
Well, let's name a few of those. What are some of your favorite doom metal projects, obviously, aside from Spirit Adrift, your own child?
Black Sabbath, obviously.
Yeah.
Trouble.
Yes, old school.
I recently, because people were comparing the last record a lot to Candlemass,
okay,
and then a band from Texas called Solitude Eternus.
Uh-huh.
I had heard Candlemass before, but I never really went down the rabbit hole with either of those bands, but they have become two of my favorites.
Nice.
St. Vitus, obviously. I got a big St. Vitus
Wino
tattoo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, Wino, God, he's one of my favorite people.
You just called him God. Wino is God.
Yeah, no, he's awesome, man. He's such a cool guy.
Hey, you know what, Kevin? I think we got a little time. You want to jump into a song and come back?
Sure, let's do it, man. We're going to go into a song from the record, and I think this is the first one from the record, right?
Yeah, this
was Will Not Die.
We Will Not Die, yeah.
Yeah.
This is brand new Spirit Adrift. We got Nate Garrett on the line. Northwest Terror Fest is coming up at the end of the month all over the Capitol Hill area. We're talking to Spirit Adrift. They are going to be playing that show. Stay tuned, and we'll come back with Nate. We'll be right back.
That was We Will Not Die by Spirit Adrift, playing Thursday, May 30th at Numo's, part of Northwest Terror Fest. We actually have tickets for that coming up here. We'll tell you all about how you can win tickets to go see Northwest Terror Fest, and that is coming up a little bit later tonight. But Nate Garrett, the mind behind Spirit Adrift, the man who put it all together, and it's very, very cool stuff. You guys are going to be playing Northwest Terror Fest on Thursday. Is this the first time you're actually playing the Northwest, man?
This is the first time Spirit Adrift has done anything on the West Coast other than we played San Diego with Church of Misery one time.
Wow, okay.
That's a good show.
Yeah, man. Yeah. That's awesome.
It was pretty cool.
So you looking forward to coming up to Numo's here in Seattle, playing Northwest Terror Fest? What's your favorite Northwest band of all time? You said Jimi Hendrix?
That's tough, dude. That's a tough question.
Jimi Hendrix is my favorite guitar player and the best guitar player.
Amen.
Let me think.
Bow down.
But
bow down.
You know what? I'll shout out Alice in Chains, Dirt.
Yeah.
Alice in Chains, period, but that album specifically. And then let me give a shout to Burning Witch, the best band with witch in the name.
Nice.
Oh, wow, that's quite a statement.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah, a lot of witch bands.
Yeah, there are, but Burning Witch is the best.
That's awesome, dude. Hey, look. This is a question we wanted to ask you, and I wanted to run it past you if it's cool to even talk about, because we got a lot of listeners out here, and this is kind of taking a little bit of a separation, but we got a lot of people out there who are in recovery, and my best friend in the world is. We got a lot of people out there, and you've been working, and you've been working with Chase, too, from what we've heard. And I just want to hear your story here, because a lot of people listening to this interview right now and listening to your band and new music, how does heavy music help, man? I find that a lot of people dive back into heavy music as a little bit of a support or a little lift up. I just want to get your mindset on that in terms of getting up and out of that world. You know what I mean?
Well, heavy music's been a huge part of who I am for a long time. And, you know, it made me feel really good when I was struggling with typical adolescent stuff. And I just to address the whole situation, I love talking about recovery. And I feel like that's my duty at this point.
Yeah, sure. That's awesome.
Because there were people when I was suffering and in bad shape, I would read interviews with dudes that inspired me or hear stuff that inspired me. And I feel like I have to give that back. That's a huge part of what Spirit Adrift is about, is trying to empower people and uplift people and let people know they're not alone and we're in this nightmare world together. You know, it's a nightmare, but it can be like pretty beautiful at times. And I'll just say like it, not to discredit what anybody's going through, but just trust me, if somebody could come out of what I came out of and make something out of themselves, you can do it. It's possible. 'Cause I was a pretty hopeless case. I got a lot of like trauma and stuff, man. And I got in pretty bad shape. So I know there's people out there that are dealing with similar stuff, difficulties of their own. And just trust me, it may seem impossible, but it's not. Like, just grab a hold of somebody in recovery or whatever, but you can do it. You know, even if you just start chipping away at it just a little bit, you know, at least start chipping away at it. It's not impossible.
Right on, man. Well, that's good to hear. I'm actually going through the same thing myself in that, and I appreciate those words. And do you have any advice for listeners who might be going through this?
What would, or anybody who wants to get into some help or something, what would you do? What would you say?
Well, I mean, if we get down to the nuts and bolts of it, I had to go to detox so that I wouldn't die. So, you know, depending on what your flavor is, like, detox on your own, because that's super dangerous.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
It's a medical thing, man. You need some help.
Yeah, and then after that, like,
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional.
Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know somebody, whoever you are, you know somebody in recovery. Like, there's people walking around amongst us with a lot of sobriety time. And just reach out to anybody, even if you barely know them, whatever. Us dudes in recovery, it's like our duty to help somebody that's suffering. So, yeah, and just believe it, that if you're alive, you can improve your life. But if you're dead, that's it.
Yeah, you can't do anything after that, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, it's cool, man. And it's really, really cool and very admirable of you to be super open about that. And so for anybody out there listening, man, we got people who are drinking right now, you know, doing everything, working, doing everything. It's party time here on Saturday night for Metal Shop. And if people are listening to this later, you know, it's a different story. But it's cool to see that there are sources. You know, you're not alone. That's the whole idea.
Absolutely. And I want to say, too, that there's people out there that can drink and do drugs and, like, everything's fine. Right. And that's badass. I would never judge anybody like that. But I probably shouldn't be doing it. I came to find out the hard way.
There's some of us maniacs where a little bit isn't enough.
Yeah. You got to keep going.
Yeah, it's never enough.
All right, man.
Hey,
well,
hey, just thank you for being open about that.
Yeah. So just
of course, man, it's my pleasure. Like, this Spirit Adrift happened right when I got sober. It was just there.
Yeah,
these songs
awesome.
Were there. That's so cool. It's like, it's forever intrinsically connected. And I just feel like it was given to me, and I need to try to like do something real with
that's
it.
So
not like
cool.
Instagram likes, not record deals. None of that means anything to me. I'm trying to like make the world a better place, and the only thing I'm good at is music, so that I'm, even if it's just a little bit, I'm just trying to improve things.
I love that.
You know?
Hell yeah.
So cool, dude.
Right on, man. Well, just to pivot a tiny bit, I got one question about Gate Creeper, because just this past week, Chase was posting about how Kurt Ballou finished the brand new Gate Creeper album. What can you tell us about the album? Like, what can we expect? A little bit of a teaser.
Man, as being still somewhat of an outsider, I contributed a lot more to this one than I did the last record.
Okay,
but,
all right.
Gate Creeper is Eric and Chase's baby, much like Spirit Adrift is my baby.
Amen. Fair enough.
So, that being said, I can objectively say and not come across as a pompous douchebag that it's great, and I think it destroys the last record.
Nice.
Like, big time.
Well, that last record was a beast, so we're looking forward to this one, man. Hell yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm really excited for people to hear it. I've been listening to the mixes, and it's good.
So talking about Gate Creeper and also Nate Garrett from Spirit Adrift, we're going to play another song from you here in a little bit, because you guys are going to be playing Northwest Terror Fest. Hopefully, we'll go. Yo, we got a lineup, man. Let's go grab a slice of pizza or
something
when you can come up here.
Grab a soda.
Yeah. Y'all got my number, man. We'll be around.
Hey, you got any final words for the Northwest audience, man? Because we're going to rip it again and let it out there for, I don't know, 50,000 people to hear, man. You got any words for the Northwest audience before Terror Fest this at the end of the month here in May?
Y'all are some nice people, man. We love the Northwest. It's good vibes up there all the time. This will be our first show ever in the Northwest, and we're very excited about it. I watch Frasier every night, and I feel like I'm
Seattle radio, baby.
That's awesome.
That rules.
Well, we're going to play again another song. This is from the album Divided by Darkness. The band is Spirit Adrift, and we're going to play Angel and Abyss. Anything you want to say about this song before we jump into it?
I'm proud of it.
There it is.
One of my favorite songs that we've ever done.
All right,
so
man.
I hope y'all like it.
Hell yeah,
congratulations,
dude,
on the new release. Nate Garrett from Spirit Adrift.
Here it is. It's Metal
Thank
Shop
you guys.
On
Thank
the
you.
Rock. We'll be right back.
side of one.